If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 75 for the high today. We're asking the question, would you rather have a boat or a pool this summer? Because I'm telling you right now, some of you are going to try to, you're going to start figuring out who your true friends are this summer. And they're going to start coming out the woodwork.
So true.
Do you want to have a pool day this Saturday? AKA, can I come over and use
your pool? AKA, can I come to your pool and come to your house and use your bathroom and eat your snacks?
Are you
drink your booze?
Are you taking the boat out this weekend?
Right.
Not to mention, I feel like I'm due for at least one boat ride because it's every May, yeah, and I'm ready to cash in that ticket.
I feel like my phone is always a little busier come June, getting an influx of text messages coming in.
That's why you bring me in May.
What are you doing? What are you up to today?
Because you don't invite me for the remainder of the summer. It's usually you and your girls and your friends. I get one boat ride all year, and it's one time in May, and we're at May 13th. Let's cash this ticket in.
I know. Wait, I need to figure out when my boat club is opening here.
So,
but anyways, we got a message from our listener, Jill, who said that her husband and her have been saving for quite some time now for a way to cool off during the summer. They've been saving for the past 3 to 5 years, she said.
Okay.
And they've been going between getting a boat or installing a pool. And they've been taking a poll with their close friends and family, but they just can't seem to decide. So I have access to both. Not to be like...
Yeah, your parents have a pool and your parents also bought you a boat club thing. Membership.
Sure. So I have access to both. Your parents have a pool.
They have a nice in-ground pool.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I grew up with a pool.
So I am a boat girl through and through.
Yeah.
I love a boat. I grew up on the lake. It's just in my nature. It's in my DNA. And growing up without a boat, all I wanted was a boat. But my friends had boats and things like that. And as much as I love a boat, I think I have a pretty ideal situation with boat membership, yada, yada.
You can choose between the two, but you will always have those messages coming in from people who are asking to use both.
Correct. But I think this, for the sake of our friend Jill and figuring out what exactly is better for her and her husband, I honestly think there's more benefit in a pool. And I'll tell you why. And I know that's off brand because I love the boat, but the pool is so accessible. It's right there in your backyard. All you have to do is walk 10 feet. And there you go. You can do a cannonball. You can play chicken. Whatever it is that you want to do, you can do. You can lay there for as long as you want. You don't have to haul anything.
Have you ever had to clean a pool? It sucks.
No, my parents have a robot.
Right. A boat, though, opens up thousands of acres of nature that you couldn't otherwise access. A pool is useless. I mean, you can jump in anyone's pool. It's kind of boring. It's great if you have it, but if you could get a boat, I don't know, what's the price difference between owning a pool and owning a boat? Because you got to dock the boat. You still have to clean the boat.
I'm going to say a boat is much more expensive. Because
you're paying for gas, you're paying for maintenance. But how much is it to dock a boat in the wintertime here in the 585?
Well, you don't dock it in the, like, all the boats come out in the winter.
Yeah, I know.
So you have to put it wherever you can.
Well, you put it in your driveway, sure.
Sure. Or in storage, whatever the case may be. But
I know a dude,
a boat on someone's front lawn, white trash.
Listen, I know a neighbor who had to, you know, store his boat away in the wintertime, depending on the size of the boat. This dude was paying $1,100 a month just to store it. So if you don't got money, don't get a boat.
Right.
You can't, you just don't do it. It's a lot less expensive to take care of the pool. It's a pain in the ass when it's time to close it, open it, all the things. But some of you are a little well off where you just hire a little pool boy to come over.
Period. Don't get me wrong. The boat is lovely and the boat opens opportunity for wonder. But the pool, I think you could have pool parties. You can kick people out when you want them to leave. On a boat, they're not going anywhere. They're stuck with you until you bring them in. And then Sally needs to go to her hair appointment. And then you got to drive to the dock. And then if you don't have a dock,
you think somebody's getting on my boat if they have appointments?
You got to trailer it in and out of the channel. Like, there's some people that don't have docks. They literally transport the boat every single time they want to go on it.
So to our listener, Jill, that texted in, let me ask you this. From somebody who has both, are people messaging you more in the summertime to use your boat or use your pool? I guarantee you it's the boat.
My boat.
It's the boat.
My boat.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah, and I never throw you a bone, so.
You never throw me a bone. And I stopped bothering you, and I started looking for other resources.
And how's that working out?
Not great. Not many people I personally know have a boat. Correct. You know, I don't even need a boat. Throw me a jet ski. I have the time of my life.
Absolutely.
I spent 2 summers on Canandaigua Lake. Or excuse me, 2 years ago, I spent most of the summer on Canandaigua Lake on a jet ski. I was having the time of my life. But as far as Jill's question, boat or pool, I don't know. Let's get to some of our listeners. 585-252-9800. We got a text coming in from a guy named Dave who says, I would much rather own a boat, and I do. However, you have to deal with a bunch of freeloaders who are not friends. Actual friends realize all the hard work it takes to own a boat. They enjoy the good times with you and share the not-so-fun workload after the good times are done. Helping clean the boat is the least any friend could do to show some appreciation.
Yeah. Or offer to put gas in it. Or bring the snacks or the subs or whatever the case may be.
The Sammies.
There's a lot of people that are like, what time should I be there? Show up empty-handed. They don't even bring a towel for themselves.
Right.
Like, wait.
I don't understand. Did I show up empty-handed?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Classic.
No, that's because we had an event. It's different. If we made a pool day out of it, I would bring charcuterie. There'd be drinks.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. I don't come empty-handed. I don't. I wasn't raised that way.
Well,
this person says pool all day long. You could throw pool parties, especially like 4th of July. You can grill out. A boat, you can only do so much on the lake. And then when it gets dark, you got to wrap it up. Yeah.
Maybe I start a new segment, Breezy's Big Boat Series. I'm just doing weird stuff on the lake.
How much is it to fill a tank up in the boat?
See, I don't really go anywhere. I just sit. So the most I've paid is like $40 when I'm actually going
places. Yeah, that's
because
you're only renting a pontoon.
No, I rent a bunch of different things. But from down from all the way from the north end all the way to the south end, probably $50. Not bad. But that
Will
gas
said,
is not cheap.
No, that's not. It keeps going up. What Will says, boats are a hole in the water. It's just you throwing your money away.
It's a money pit for sure.
Yes.
There's an expression that goes around. The two happiest days of a boat owner's life is the day they get the boat and the day they sell the boat. So
that is true.
Yeah,
that is true. All right. Well, I can't count on you this summer. I got to find some more friends with boats. I'm covered when it comes to the pool thing. But I'd love 585-252-9800. Hit us up if you got a boat. Jill, get yourself a boat. You're going to have the time of your life this summer. Connect with PX.
PXY mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY. 98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the 2020 Mother's Day film, You Should Have Left, starring Kevin Bacon.
Oh, the Mother's Day film.
And some actress named Amanda. You know, I thought this movie was perfect. You know, for, you know, we just got done celebrating Mother's Day this past Sunday, and it's all about a cheating wife at home, and there are so many moms that cheat and break up happy homes. But before we get to Breezy's review on the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie from yesterday's Mooster Piece Theater. And might I add, some of Breezy's best work.
Are you ready to go? What's going on? What is it?
You have two phones. Must have been a lot of work keeping track of both of those things.
It's exhausting.
Who's the other guy? Max from the shoot in Mexico?
Yeah.
That's too bad. Has he been here? In this house?
Of course not.
Because somebody wrote in my journal.
He's not here. He's in New York. He has meetings.
I don't give a crap where Max has meetings.
I'm sorry.
So who wrote in my book?
I don't know. Did Ellie? This isn't the biggest problem we have right now.
I bet that guy can screw you all night, huh?
Don't make it ugly.
I'm 100% sure I'm not the one who made this ugly.
I can't do this. You know, I would feel a lot better if you just yelled and screamed like a normal person. You sociopath.
No thanks. You gotta go.
I hate you.
Cut!
See ya.
See ya.
See ya. How dare you not throw some respect on Amanda Seyfried's name?
She is the best, though. I do love her. Amanda Seyfried. Here's the breakdown of the film. A successful couple take their daughter on a trip to the Welsh countryside for a holiday, and a series of sinister events takes place, which indicate that all is not what it seems. Rotten Tomatoes only gave this 40%. Is that odd? Well, let's hear what Breezy has to say about it.
So the fact that this film was only from 2020 is great. Like, wasn't old, right, which we love.
We love Kevin Bacon.
We love Kevin Bacon. He's a psychopath.
Yeah, right.
He genuinely played a psychopath in this movie. And listen, him being trapped in the house, it's just me and my sleep paralysis demons on a daily basis.
Yeah, right.
Like, fully me.
That's every weekend.
No, that's literally just me on a Tuesday. Like, it's just so, especially now that I don't have a therapist anymore, it's a lot.
Oh, I know.
It's a lot.
I have noticed that you've been spiraling more than usual.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
The question is, Breezy, did this movie, You Should Have Left, hold up?
I honestly think it did, because I think it played into just mental health in general.
Okay.
Him being trapped in the house and, like, not being able to escape his demons, there's no hope for him.
No. He had no outlet.
It's too late.
No outlet.
And, I mean, yes, she did have an affair, but he was a psychopath.
No, there's no but. That's a no-no.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. Where was our scene?
From
1 to 10. It was pretty good, right?
Like a, yeah, it was like an 8.
Okay, that's high enough.
It was 8.5.
All right, sure. What was your favorite? Who's your favorite?
The countryside, rolling hills.
In the film, you should not have laughed. Who's your favorite character?
Well, I love Amanda Seyfried.
Uh-huh.
But she looks like very malnourished in this film. She's very skinny in this film.
Well, like, I think that's because prior to that, this film, she was doing something else. She was doing another project.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Unless she really went all in.
Fully just.
It was like, I'm going to stop eating for a couple of months.
Shrinking. Yeah. Kevin Bacon is a great actor.
He's the best. I do love Kevin Bacon. That guy has played a number of different roles, and he crushes all of them. Who was your – what was your least favorite character? Was it Theo?
Yeah.
Kevin Bacon's character?
Just –
he rubbed you the wrong way.
He just was a psychopath.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, I could get to that point at some point. I really could if I don't address my problems head on. And then the whole thing of like – so he didn't physically kill his – spoiler alert – didn't physically kill his ex-wife, but – it remains to be seen. You know what I mean? He allowed her to drown, didn't do anything about it.
Right.
And that gave me the ick a little bit.
It's yeah, like, you kind of just watched it happen.
Tell me you don't care, but without telling me you don't care.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite scene in the film? Was it that scene?
Yeah. Well, the scene of him like running up the stairs as the house is crumbling around him, it's like, bro, get a grab.
It's time to talk to somebody.
No, fully. Like I said before, the things men will do not to go to therapy.
What's the one thing you took away from this film? Was it about mental health?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, I can relate. Although I didn't really, like, love Theo, I can fully relate. I get it.
It was the best throwback moment. I mean, granted, the film was five years ago, but was there anything that stood out?
Well, I think a lot of it, like, I like the fact that it was filmed somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I love when they call I love when people call vacation holiday. Like, it's so funny. Like, it's not holiday. It's just vacation.
Well, it's a holiday for them. They're celebrating a holiday.
Yes, but there's no holiday to be celebrated. But anyways, it was an overall mind twister, for sure. I liked the film. I did.
What is your popcorn bucket score, Breeze? Out of 5, what are you giving the 2020 Mother's Day classic film You Should Have Left?
You know, it was a tough ranking process today, but I'm going to give it, out of 5 popcorn buckets, a 3-1. I like the film.
I would have given it a 4, but it's a review. Go ahead. Also, guys, speaking of Kevin Bacon, we should also do this for Moosterpiece Theater. If you've never seen Kevin Bacon 2007 film Death Sentence, this guy goes on a rampage after his entire family's murdered. He goes and gets a payback, shaves his head, gets a mohawk. It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. He's just a cool dad.
Oh, the webs we weave.
And the things he does to get revenge for his family is mind-blowing. Yeah, we're going to do Death Sentence soon. All right, Breeze, so you gave this film a 3.1. What an absolute shocker. That is a failing score if you ask me.
Oh, I loved it.
Aren't they all? All right, we'll do another Breezy's Big Movie Review coming up next week on the show, which I'm pretty sure we're going to do Death Sentence.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to turn this into a Kevin Bacon month.
98BXY wants to send you to Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter tour in her hometown.
Is the hair industry sexist? Yes, no, it's BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I found this to be interesting because we do have Katrina on the phone with us this morning. And she says salons charge women way more than men for essentially the same services, like a basic haircut. 585-252-9800. Call us and tell us if you agree, if you disagree with our girl Katrina this morning. And we would love to hear from you if you are a stylist or if you own a salon. Katrina, thanks for coming on the show. Good morning.
Morning to you guys as well.
So you think the hair industry is sexist is what you originally wrote in your message, yes?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused, and I'm hoping someone like can explain to me why exactly it is that the price of a haircut is dependent solely on what is in your pants.
Well, that's very interesting. And,
why are women constantly being taken advantage of by hairstylists? I don't know.
What do you typically...
Yeah, what do you mean taken advantage of?
How are you being taken advantage of?
Okay, well, so my husband and I, we get our hair cut at the same salon. I get 2 inches trimmed off in length. No shampooing, no styling, no blowout. I mean, $65.
Right.
My husband, he gets a haircut, shampoo, beard trim, $30.
He's only paying $30 for all that? Where's he going?
I mean, we just go to the local salon, you know? Like, he's
Supercuts.
3 chairs down for me.
Well, you guys are getting your haircut at the same exact time? That's cute.
It's a bonding thing.
Yeah, and so, well, you know.
You're paying $65, he's paying $30, and he's pretty much getting more services than you are.
Yeah, it's just like, it just does not make any sense. And I feel like this is what's happening everywhere. I mean, men's cuts are always cheaper than women's.
Yeah, but I feel like it takes, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Does it take less time? Because women are very particular about how things are done. A guy can go in there and just be like, take a little off the sides. And that's it. See ya. Okay.
I feel like this gets projected onto women, you know, like maybe some women care a lot. But personally, I just want my length trimmed, you know, like I'm not picky. And for whatever reason, I still have to pay this extra special price just to get, like, you know, a little shape up.
Well, what's it cost for, like, a trim, a color, and all that? Like, what's the most amount of money you've ever paid for an appointment to get your hair done?
Honestly, I try to keep it simple, so I don't pay a lot. But I know women who have paid well over $200 for haircut, full service.
I know women that have paid $350, and they've been in the chair for 7 hours.
I know,
because they're doing a color.
I know women who have paid like $400, $500. And yeah, you're right, Moose. They're there for 24 hours. I'm like, if I'm paying that much money, this is an express service.
Right.
So figure it out.
I mean,
I will never understand the women who are sitting in a chair. They're like, so my appointment starts on Tuesday, but I'm probably not getting out until Thursday. Like, what? Okay, well, why?
If that's the case, though, then yeah, you probably do owe a buttload of money.
But sometimes I'm not a hairstylist, so don't come for me. Here's the thing. Like, I think that there's some hairstylists that genuinely take extra time so they can charge more. I don't know if they charge by the hour or what's happening here, but they really do.
I believe that.
I feel like they slow down the process because they're like, well, I'm going to make the most out of this girly in my chair.
I don't know. I'd love to hear from some of you guys, especially if you own a salon, you're a stylist. 585-252-9800. Do you agree with Katrina? Is the hair industry sexist?
I mean, this is the thing. I just feel like women are being taken advantage of, you know, like we get looked at like we'll just pay anything because we're stupid or something. You know, it's the same way I feel when I go to get my oil changed. You know, I get charged $200, but if my husband does the same thing, he pays $70 and he's on his way, you know.
You got to say no to the air filter and all the extra fluids they want to put in your vehicle. You got to say no. You got to say no.
They see you coming from a mile away. Let's just put it that way, Katrina.
You cannot say okay. I will pay for air in my tires. That's a no-no.
Yeah, I just, you know, like why does anyone look out for us? You know, like I don't see women looking out for women, you know?
Interesting.
It's disappointing to me.
Well, I don't know how many women mechanics there are, but...
Well, I know. She makes a good point, though. All right, well, let's get some... let's hear from some of our listeners here this morning. Thanks for calling in about this and being part of the show.
Yeah, sure thing.
Okay, Katrina. All right, hey, good luck out there.
Thanks.
All right, talk soon. All right, let's get to some text messages coming in right now. 585-252-9800. We got one person that says, I disagree because I'm a guy with really long hair, and it's still cheaper for me than when my wife goes and gets 1 inch taken off.
So interesting. And also, like, they're using different tools. So I would imagine that a buzz cut is, like, probably more difficult to work with. Because you got to change out the number guard that you want. I take a 7 on the top and a 3 on the sides.
Well, no, some people just will, like, shave the whole thing.
Shave the whole head?
Let's take the clippers. It's a buzz cut.
I know, but what do you get? What are your measurements?
Me, I get a one on the sides, and then he takes a half inch off the top.
That's exactly what I'm, yep, that's exactly what
I'm
saying.
Yeah, but not for nothing, but men typically, like myself, I get a haircut every 2 weeks, okay? Women do it maybe twice a year. So I pay $60 with tip twice a month. That's $120 bucks a month. That's almost $1,500 a year. Women are spending way less than that per year, right? Like maybe $800-$900 bucks. So really, it all comes out in the wash. Right. You guys are saving money. I mean, some guys get their hair cut once a year too, but you know, they're a mess.
So tough.
Manny says, my girlfriend and I used to go to a salon where we basically got the exact same haircut. Buzzed the sides, took some off the top, but her cost was twice as much as mine.
It's ridiculous. It's you know what? She's onto something. This girl. I've never thought about it once in my life, but she's onto something.
Yeah, it depends. I just think it takes less time for some guys. They're more simple. They're like, put a bowl on my head and start cutting around it. So what?
Right.
All right, guys. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.